Welcome to Pork Chatter episode, what, six? Six. Pork Chatter episode six. We're coming to you live. We just finished our... No. We're coming to you live from 3 days ago in the beautiful, the most important city in the world, New York City.
Yep.
Coming to you sober, maybe for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's Rancho and my beautiful co-host, Asterios.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
How's your week going?
It's going okay. We've had a lot of discussions about porgs off mic, and I've really just wished that we were rolling tape on them because we've talked a lot about porgs this week.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about earlier is that my autism means that we will never run out of content for this show. My brain is like a hamster wheel. It's always going. It's like a hamster wheel with a porg on it. It is always going and it will never stop. And we will never run out of content for this because I saw somebody post something on Twitter or like, I predict Porg Chatter is going to go longer than the Joe Rogan experience. And I firmly do believe that because I will never, ever run out of ways to talk about these big, dumb birds.
They're so round, they're so fluffy, they have an under fluff and an outer fluff, they've got big eyes, their mouths are perpetually frowning like a little pug's mouth. I believe it comes from, pork comes from pug and something else?
And org.
and hog. No, I heard because they're puffins and pugs. They're porgs.
Where'd the O come from?
Porfin.
Porfin.
Okay, I don't know.
That's okay. It was a good. You had me there for a second.
I do remember hearing that. I'm not just making that up. It might not be right, but I at least remember hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know where you heard that from, but oh man, man. I woke up this morning. I was incredibly hungover. You were also hungover, weren't you?
I was, very much so.
We were pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I'm not gonna say we. I have been drinking too much.
Yeah, me too.
And so I'm trying to see, like, can I be sober for a single week? Can I put together 7 days? And it's hard, because, like, all I want to do as we record Pork Chatter is just, like, sip on a Diet Coke, whiskey and diet. Later night, we're going to go out, and it's like, well, what are we going to do if we're not going to go to all these bars?
Yeah, are we alcoholics, I think?
I mean, just, I'm not going to say anything about you, but like, something I've been thinking about for me is, I was just thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do tonight if we don't go to a bar and get destroyed?
We don't have to get destroyed. I firmly do believe that you and I can drink and not fucking kill ourselves.
Have we ever done that?
Yes. Yes, we did. Because you know when we did it last? When we went to Cebu. And we didn't destroy ourselves. We made the stupid decision to go smoke marijuana when we didn't need to. But we weren't, like, we were incredibly coherent before we stepped into the guy. You don't think so?
No, you were really, really drunk on the way to Cebu. That was the one, that was the only time in the past couple of years. I was mixing our drinks, so I gave you, like, full sriracha strength drinks, but I was just giving myself, like, a tiny touch of whiskey, because you didn't want to drink alone.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I watched you get destroyed.
Oh, no, don't
and, like,
say that.
Almost fall down and stuff, because you were wearing those hot, hot heels.
Yeah.
And so, no, we were really drunk at Cebu. And then we went over to our buddy's house and got super baked, And I got higher than hell.
Oh, I was higher. I was, my mind was fucked. I couldn't operate the Uber app.
I remember that, like, you wanted to take the subway home, but I was like, I'm too high. I'm going to fall into the tracks. Like, so I think I hailed, like, just a yellow cab.
Yeah.
And we just took it home.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. You know what? Let's make a conscious effort to not get destroyed today. I think you will have a much easier time not drinking when I'm not here, though. Because I feel like you have that thing that men have in their brain where they're like, oh, I want to show my woman a good time. Like, would you be drinking if I wasn't here?
Maybe.
I don't think you would be.
I have been recently.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when?
Sometimes when I'm on stream or this or that. Like...
Oh, yeah. Remember that night you blacked out on stream?
Yeah, I do. The archive of it is still up at twitch.tv/stereoscoconos.
Well, guys, if you want to check that out. That was also the night that we went to... Was that the night we went to Pomp's?
No, that was the night we went to the Patreon event.
Yeah, we went to... Stereos dragged me to the Patreon event.
Patreon invited me to a special open bar and free food meet and greet. Apparently, I'm like right around Patreon number 1,000 in the world.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I'll fucking take it. And if like I'm Patreon number 1,000 in the world, then I must be like pretty high up in New York, you know? And so it's like, so we got invited. But the thing is, there was an open bar and I'm from like a poor family who loves free things. Like my family, we would always grab napkins or straws from McDonald's. Like we never paid for condiments. We just had like packets of mustard and this. We would steal towels from hotel rooms. We would steal pillows from hotel rooms. Like we were like a bunch of Greeks. And so I see an open bar and I'm just like, well, it's time to go nuts. And then Sriracha is also going crazy because I'm giving her the drinks. And then we're trying to explain pork chatter to people. Like, because everyone's like, what do you do? And we're like, we make a lot of podcasts, including Pork Chatter. It's an all pork podcast. Have you guys ever heard of the birds from Star Wars? Everyone's like, no.
No, what are you talking about? I'm a traditional artist. I make violins out of cat hair.
Yeah.
God. Man, that party was weird. Those were weirdos there. No, when I got there, I don't think I was going nuts until near the end.
Oh, and by the way, I think it's entirely my fault because I was giving you doubles.
No, because it is not your fault because I was specifically requesting doubles because I got there and I'm sitting there and I'm talking about to a gentleman we met named Ken.
Yes.
Who, I don't know who he is, but he does, I guess, some kind of music related thing.
Oh, right.
Patreon.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and you know me, I'm lighting it up blue. I got a puzzle piece missing or something. I have something wrong in my brain where making small talk with strangers is physically painful for me. I don't know what it is. You don't have that, and I'm very jealous of you. Really?
You just don't know it because I am trying so hard.
No, like, you're very charismatic.
It is completely a fictionalized act. I do not like talking to strangers. I don't like meeting. I don't like greeting. Like, I don't like saying hi to the guy in the elevator or this. Like, I hate it. If I could just hang around with my headphones in all day and not talk to anyone, that would be great. But I have to. Because, like, I'm a comedian. Like, I have to talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I got there and I sat down with you. I had some of that very bizarre menu choices also.
Yeah, they had... Oh, by the way, just real quick. I am very comfortable talking to fans. Because it's like, well, they like me, so how bad can it be?
Yeah, no, dude, I have no problem interacting with people.
With listeners, yeah.
Right, because those, and here's the difference, I think, is because those people know what they're getting.
Yes.
When you come up and talk to Spry Rancho. You know on the offset that I'm a disgusting degenerate who watches anime and who hosts a podcast about the big dumb birds from Star Wars and might probably have as a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Like, yes. This podcast is the only place where I, or on the internet is the only place where I'm honest with people.
Well, why would you be honest with people in real life? Like, they're just gonna judge you.
Right, like you go to work and you can't talk about that crap.
No.
You can't talk about your dumb bird podcast.
No.
Dude, this literally happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
I was sitting there and I'm sitting on Slack at work and one of my coworkers shoots me a message. It's like, hey, Sorancho, how's everything going for you? And my first instinct was I sat there and I typed out, really good, my boyfriend's lawsuit for $20 million got dismissed. And then I stopped and I thought to myself, what are you doing? You can't tell normal people about this crap. And then I just deleted everything and wrote back, oh yeah, fine. I'm going to see the new Star Wars movie. Yeah, it's fine. Everything's good. But when you meet people that know you, it's not the same as small talk because they already have this weird connection with you.
Well, you have something in common already, which is you. You know what I mean? Like, they like the stuff you do, and then you like them for having good taste. It's just like, I don't know. I could talk to listeners on Twitch and on Twitter and on Facebook all goddamn day. Like, a big part of my day is going through these inboxes. Like, you see me do it. I'm just like, I have to clear out my Facebook inbox and now my Twitter DMs. And now let me see what's going on with my Reddit DMs and this and that. And it's just like, but it's fun to talk to those people, real life people. They're terrifying.
It's meeting new people and it's trying to do a good first impression. Well, I think it's exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting for me. Yes. And maybe that's autism. I don't know. But I love talking to people that listen to this and Asterios Kills a Kid or The Dick Show or whatever, because like when we were in Chicago and we were meeting people outside, which by the way, we're going to get into that in a minute. Did you listen to the episode of The Dick Show where that guy called in and was like, I had a personal experience with Asterios and Sriracha and she told him he's not allowed to smoke weed? Did that happen? I'm almost 100% sure that that did not happen.
No. Just to set the table stakes again one more time, someone called in and was like, Sriracha was bossing Asterios around and telling him he wasn't allowed to smoke weed. Now here's what actually happened at the Chicago show.
That didn't happen.
No, I'm sorry. That did not happen.
I also smoked weed.
Yes, you did. Here's what happened. You don't remember this. I told you earlier that night, Sriracha, can you please make sure I don't get way too high? Because when I get way too high, I get out of control. And you said yes. And so I smoked a little bit of pot with some guy and you smoked with us. I smoked a little bit of pot with some other guy and you smoked with us. But then the third guy that wanted me to smoke, you were like, hey, Asterios, remember how you asked me to help you not get destroyed?
I specifically remember using the phrase, hey, Asterios, maybe you don't want to smoke more weed.
Yeah, because implying that I already smoked a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, nobody can really tell me what to do. Like, especially if I'm all fucked up. Like, I'm like a big, dumb tank. I'm a big, stupid, dumb tank. But, like, thank God, Sriracha, like, risked public embarrassment to, like, help her boyfriend, who specifically asked for help.
Risked and failed. Did you see? Everybody was like, oh, this girl's such a bitch, blah, blah, blah. I would never let my girlfriend treat me that way. And I saw some other crap about something like, she made him leave the bar at X hour. Dude, our flight was at, what, midnight or something?
Yeah, remember, I kept saying goodbye to people, and I kept saying we have to leave. Those people are all, like, I don't know, a little bit jealous, like, I'm dating a real hot girl over here, They might not be dating anybody, and so, like, it's easy to be a Reddit tough guy and be like, yeah, if my girl tried to say that, I'd say, find a new boyfriend, here's an Uber fare for you, get lost. It's like, no, what an adult does is they ask their girlfriend for help trying to be sober. Which is interesting because that's what we've been talking about this entire episode.
Yeah, no, my brain has been zap fried from cartoons and video games and drugs and alcohol, but I very much remember that not happening the way that the story was told.
It didn't. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Can we take a quick commercial break? My allergies are acting up.
Of course.
Okay, we'll be right back after this commercial for the Star Wars pork toys. Or, if none of those commercials exist, another Star Wars toy commercial.
New Star Wars Forces of Destiny. You can save the universe using Princess Leia's quick thinking. And Chewbacca's
mighty. We have actually
mighty
a sponsor that we need to thank. Go do your allergies. I'm going to talk about patreon.com/2TheOreos.
Oh, awesome.
If you guys like porgs, this is the area that you want to be. patreon.com/2TheOreos is what I call the porg zone. Because there's so much garbage. For just $1 a month, you can get things like pork chatter early, sometimes up to 2 weeks early, depending on when I remember to edit and upload. You can get episodes of our sister podcast, Asterios Kills a Kid, up to, a couple days or a week early. If you really, really like this show and you got to get your hands on it before anybody else, then the place to go is patreon.com/hysterios. I should be paywalling this stuff, actually. I bet there would be a bunch of people. Yeah, no, so I guess what I'm trying to say here is if you got weed in Dallas, Kimball. Kimball, if you got weed in Dallas, please hit me up. I won't embarrass you or anyone else. Yeah, patreon.com/hysterios.
And we're back. Sorry. Allergy season has hit me very hard, which, of course, brings up the question, what would a pork look like if it sneezed?
Bruh, I don't know what the government is putting in the pollen this year, but it is not good. Oh, man. My allergies have been going batty, too. I'm trying to swear less, but it's not going great.
I don't know why. No one is accusing you of swearing too much.
No, dude, because I've been looking at these, we have run a sister show, as I was speaking about, in that little spot called The Stereos Kills a Kid, and our producer, Jesse, puts up transcripts afterwards in which I sound like a stuttering retard. I'm pretty sure you could just pull anybody out of a trailer park and replace them with me. There's three things that I've noticed. Number one, I really stutter a lot. Mm-hmm. Are you in agreement or is that just something?
No, you don't stutter a lot.
Number two, I really say the F word a lot.
You might, but you're a comedian. You're allowed to.
It's just so easy because it's, I don't even know what it means. It's just the way I use it. It's an emotional intensifier. Like if I feel very strongly about something, I'll say, you fucking asshole. That's not the way that weed story happened. Or that's not the fucking way that story happened. Like the same thing. I need to stop saying like as well. That's another thing. But that's like, but that is subset 1.2. B, I guess.
Okay.
And the third thing is that I hate my accent and I need speech therapy.
What accent do you think you have?
Whatever the accent is, I have some kind of weird California, listen to too much NPR growing up accent where my verbs all end in an N apostrophe.
Can I hear an example? Maybe a pork-centric example?
Yeah, guys, we'll start talking about porgs in a minute.
No, I want to hear an example.
I'm trying to think of a sentence. Give me a sentence and I'll say it with a verb.
Okay, cool. There's just not enough room in the ship for all these adorable porgs.
Verb that ends in an ing.
Okay, oh my god, that porg is laughing.
That porg's laughing.
Okay, now let's try another one. That porg's hopping and jumping and skipping and I'm loving it.
Look at that porg, he's hopping and jumping and skipping and I'm loving it.
Okay, you sound normal. So, it sounds like you are trying to criticize yourself for bullshit that doesn't exist. If you want to use the F word less, a little bit less, fine. You do not stutter when you talk. Here's what our producer Jesse does. He writes down every single syllable because it's hilarious, but you don't stutter. Text all your friends and ask them if you stutter.
That transcript is very, very funny.
I agree.
If anybody watches this Hysterios Kills a Kid show, you guys should totally go to the website and check out the transcripts because you got some real, it's incredible. For example, one point I said something like, they'll hang up on you if you're drunk, man. And I used the phrase, they'll hang up on you if you're drunk, man. They'll hang up on you if you're drunk. You'll call them and they'll hang up on you and they'll tell you you're drunk. I said the same thing three different ways in three different sentences.
Yes, but that was the funniest moment of that episode. And remember, after the episode, I told you that was the funniest moment of the episode. And then a month later, you see the transcript, and now you're starting to think that there's...
No, I still think it's funny.
Good, you better, because it was hilarious.
And there was also...
Sriracha was talking about how you can't call suicide hotlines drunk because they'll hang up on you.
Yeah, that seems pretty messed up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe even effed up.
Yeah.
People who are less classy than me might say.
You're very classy.
Thanks, babe. Now, let's get to our topic.
Okay.
This is something that I've been wanting to cover for a very long time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that has been grinding at my gears for, I'm going to say a month, honestly. Oh. Uh-huh. Honestly, about a month. And sometimes you will say things that will trigger this feeling in my brain. For example, about porgs flying.
Okay.
Or about porgs swimming. How big, what is the actual size of porgs?
Sriracha has been asking me this. Every couple of weeks, she'll be like, how big do you think a porg is? And I'm always just like, I don't know. Because I don't want to just make up some bullshit and be like, oh, it's the size of a gerbil. Oh, it's the size. It's like, I would have to do some research. I don't know. I know they're small, and I know they're adorable, but what, is one of them like the size of a toddler? Or is one of them the size of like a can of Coke? Like, I don't know.
And let me tell you why this is very upsetting for me. There's two reasons that have recently been, first of all, this question has recently been exasperated in my mind by the onset of the canon, I would like to note, the canon cartoon series, Star Wars Forces of Destiny, available on YouTube. Because let me tell you, those porgs that they draw in Star Wars Forces of Destiny are two completely different sizes when you compare them to the porgs from The Last Jedi. They are way too big. And I don't know if this is a stylistic choice that they made intentionally, or if they just don't care to cross-reference the size of the porgs. For example, in The Last Jedi, we see porgs, and they are very, very, very small.
Okay.
There may be, I got autism, so my autism is I don't have any kind of spatial reasoning capacity in my brain. Dude, seriously, I am missing a fold in my brain. Like, if you sat me down and you said, Sarantia, for $1 million, tell me how wide in feet this room is, I could not do it. So yeah. I'm going to hold up my fingers, and you have to tell me how many inches the porgs in The Last Jedi are.
Okay.
I would put them at about yay big.
Oh, that looks like about 8 inches tall.
8 inches tall.
Like the size of my penis, yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, oh, no, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just kind of like, that is what it looks like. Like the distance you drew, like the reason I know that's 8 inches is because it's like, well, that's, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Size it would help. It would help if you had one of these, because then you always have like, you know what 8 inches looks like.
You're right. Maybe that's why so many engineers are men.
Exactly. That's why women don't do well at STEM and need to be kicked out of it.
It's because you guys have an unfair advantage. You have rulers attached to your bodies.
Exactly. And those rulers. And the size changes depending on the need. So it's like we have a retractable carpenter's tape down there.
You could just stick your dick on things like desks or windowsills to try to figure out how much.
Yeah. Well, what I do is there's a thing called the carpenter's pencil. Which is, you know, it's a large pencil where you can make small, easily removed marks. Like, if I want to know how long something is, like, well, I'll get myself erect, you know, think about girls and stuff. And then, like, you know, I'll lay it down on the table, make a little mark, move it, lay it down on the table again, make a little mark, and then you just count the penis distances, the penises, I guess. And that's how you know how long something is.
That's fascinating. I'm fascinated right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This is blowing my mind.
I know. I can see it.
Anyways, Last Jedi porgs, very small.
Okay. Eight inches tall, you're saying.
Yes. Okay. How I'm judging this is because we see one sitting on Chewbacca's shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And we also see porgs. We see, this is very important because this will come up later. We see two porgs playing with a lightsaber.
Oh my goodness, you're right.
And the porg... That one porg is like looking into it, and the other porg is like smacking it with his little foot.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I am wrong, but that lightsaber is significantly larger than both of those porgs.
I don't know about both of them, but I will say that a porg is smaller than a lightsaber hilt or lightsaber handle. And interestingly, the nice thing about Star Wars is... there are physical representations of these fictional objects in the world. You can get a properly sized Chewbacca costume. I Googled, how tall is Chewbacca on Google? What did it say, like 7'4"?
I don't know, let me check.
Hold on, let me get to my computer too, because the thing is, if I look up how long is a lightsaber, there is an actual canonical number.
I like this, okay, hang on.
Yeah, let me get my phone.
Just to be clear, I did not write that song and have never had sex with a child, just to be clear.
Oh my God. All right, I'll look up how long is a lightsaber. Why don't you look up Chewbacca's measurements?
Okay. Chewbacca is 7'6" tall.
Okay. And a lightsaber, according to the Wikipedia, not Wookiepedia, according to the Wikipedia page for lightsabers, they are usually around 11 inches in length.
The whole thing when it's deployed?
Oh, wait, no. Right. No, when it's deployed, the brightly lit energy blade is usually around 3 feet in length. The metal hilt is usually around 11 inches in length, which makes sense because sometimes when you see Jedis holding them, you can see the top and the bottom of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's a little less than a foot tall. That makes sense. Sometimes people hold their lightsabers with two hands. You know what I mean? So you would need something that's about a foot tall. Like, my penis, for example, like, a lot of times you would have to use two hands on it because it's, like, about a foot tall.
Don't be gross.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't be gross.
I'm just trying to explain about the porgs.
Gotcha. Now, that is very interesting to me because... Yep. The porg that we see messing around with the lightsaber.
Yep.
And especially because I think this lightsaber is made out of very heavy metal.
It is.
But in Star Wars Forces of Destiny, animated short Porg Problems.
Yes.
We see a porg pick one up in his mouth and not just hold it, but successfully run and fly.
Yep.
With it.
That's right.
Because the porgs in Star Wars Forces of Destiny are fucked up.
They're very big.
They are fucked up. They're like 2 feet tall.
The reason I know that they're very big is because at the end of the Star Wars Forces of Destiny cartoon, porgs. There are two porgs on Chewbacca's shoulder. Aren't they each about the size of his fucking head?
Yes.
What the hell? Now, of course, there is a canonical explanation for this size disparity.
Tell me.
That there are two subspecies of porgs on Octo.
Holy shit.
One giant, 2 foot porgs, the size of your porg, for example. Sriracha has a, we've talked about it many times, she's got a really big stuffed porg that is about 2 feet tall.
Yes.
Or these cartoonists and artists realize that, like, you know, they want to draw bigger porgs so that you can see more motion. So that they're not, like, super duper tiny when compared to, like, Rey. Because I do think that the porgs are also like the size of Rey's head. Because, like, remember how Rey goes, "It's okay, little one. Everyone can get a tan."
Yeah.
After she uses the force to, like, pull the porg back towards her and then she's, like, holding it. That's like a fucking toddler that she's holding. So maybe there are big giant porgs, little baby porgs. But what do you think?
Here's what I think, and here's why this is so important to me to figure out. Because I live in a world, the world that I live in, is one in which Elon Musk will eventually make porgs real.
Yes.
We called him out on the last episode.
Yeah.
Either he makes porgs real or he is a bitch.
Right.
And he is labeled a bitch forever.
And you can't shake that.
You can't. He's going to walk into fancy dinners and conferences and everybody will be whispering, "That's the bitch made asshole who never made porgs real but could have but chose not to."
Yeah.
Instead he wanted to shoot his cock into space and jizz all over journalists or something.
Mm-hmm.
Porgs being small and 8 inches tall, size of a pigeon, is adorable. Porgs being the size of a toddler and this large is absolutely terrifying.
I understand now. Now I get it.
So I'm gonna need to know before I give Elon Musk the okay via twitter.com what the size of these porgs are going to be. Because if they're the size in The Last Jedi, fine, great, can't wait, super excited. But if they're this size, we need to control this porg population because we don't have enough room for porgs that are 2 feet tall.
They're gonna cause damage to our cars. Like, 2 foot tall porgs, entire berry crops would be destroyed. They're like, it could devastate the agriculture industry.
Imagine how much food this would eat.
I know. Well, you got to imagine that a little teeny tiny 8-inch porg is hungry all the time and is always looking for berries. A two foot tall porg, there would be no more berries as we know it. They're always looking for shiny. They're always looking for shiny rocks. They're always looking for shiny rocks, bells they can put in their nests. There goes the engagement industry. Because 2 foot tall toddler birds who are dumb, big dumb birds.
They're big dumb birds.
They're grabbing wedding rings, engagement rings off of brides' hands.
And this thing could probably fight you for it.
I'm well aware. And again, Sriracha is menacingly holding up our 2 foot porg son. And it's, yeah, we need to have a conference. Like, we need to all get together. What we need is a pork-sized summit. We need a summit. We got to get the best and brightest minds in technology, the arts, and the avian studies together. And we just got to, you know how, like, the metric system didn't start out of nowhere, but eventually, every country but America got on board on this metric system. And we've got to get the pork-trick system under control.
There's a reason that we, as a society, have decided that, except for fucking Los Angeles for some reason, that peacocks can't just be roaming the streets.
Yes. Yes.
Because they're too big.
They're very big.
And they disrupt commerce.
Yes.
And they eat everything.
Yes.
And they make a hell of a lot of noise.
Yes.
Porgs this size, while cute, I'm not even gonna give them that. They're significantly less cute the larger they get. It's a direct opposite proportion.
I agree. It's an inverse relationship.
We need to figure this out.
I know.
We need to figure this out before we give Elon Musk the okay to make them real.
Well, okay. So I guess, Elon, hold on for a second. We will hold in abeyance calling you bitch made until we've successfully figured out how big these should be. Because, like, right now, Elon might be thinking, like, oh, shit, I got to make these porks small or I'm a bitch. And what if science goes too far? What if we always ask ourselves, can we make a pork? But we never ask ourselves, should we make a pork?
Correct.
That is 2 foot tall. So we can't let science get ahead of our morality in the field of porks. Everything else, go ahead. Do whatever you want. But not with porks.
The stakes are simply too high.
Indeed.
Now, Stereos, how big would your ideal porg be?
8 inches. I want them like in the movie. They were so cute in the movie. We were looking at a GIF today of 3 porgs destroying the Millennium Falcon's cockpit. There's the porg all the way on the right who's ripping up Han Solo's seat. And it's like, oh man, a really cool guy used to sit there and then he got killed by his son. And now the porg is like just trying to get some of that Corellian leather so he can put it in his nest. There's a porg who's got like, who's wearing some sort of electrical device on his head.
I don't even know what it is, but it fits him perfect.
I don't know what it is, but it fits him fucking perfectly. He's in the center console. There's a porg buzzing around Chewbacca's head, and it's like, those little cute little guys. Now, the thing is, if those were 3 2-foot tall porgs, I'd be like, Chewbacca, you better kill these things.
Chewbacca would be dead. He would be dead. I really think that they could fight him. 3 of them?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know. Well, look, I'm not going to go too far because Chewbacca's very, 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 very strong. Chewbacca's he's a warrior from the planet Kazook. I mean, Chewbacca's no... I think 10 porgs could cause him trouble. But I think 3 porgs, I'm not going to say it'd be easy, but I think he could handle himself. Chewbacca ripped the arms off of a dude once.
Ew, really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've never seen a Star Wars. Which Star Wars is that?
I don't remember, or it might have happened in the books, but I remember I had a Star Wars customizable card game called like Disarmed, and it was like, you know, you can take someone's blaster away, but the photo is like Chewbacca ripping someone's arms off.
That's really dark.
I might be wrong. I was young. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking to myself, wait, was that in a movie? Maybe that was in a book, but Google Chewbacca ripping people's arms off because I think it is a thing.
Yeah, Google Chewbacca ripping people's arms off.
Yeah.
Please, and let us know. Now, we need to have a discussion about which is the canonical porg, because there's also another source that we're not considering.
Oh, no.
Which is the Star Wars, I don't know if this is canon or not.
It is, it is. The comic book?
No, not the comic book.
Okay, because there are porgs in one of the Star Wars comic books.
The Facebook game.
Those are some big-ass porgs in that Facebook
Those
game.
Porgs are even bigger, believe it or not.
They are. Can you tell people the name of that game?
Pause. Let me Google.
All right, hold on.
The game is called Porg Invasion. It is playable on Facebook Messenger. So if you haven't deleted Facebook, go challenge your friends to a game of Porg Invasion. And I might want to have a whole episode about this game. It's basically whack-a-mole, but you got to pull the porgs away while Chewbacca fixes the ship. And oh my god, I didn't even consider the book, Chewie and the Porgs. But anyway, the porgs on this Facebook game are massive. They are gigantic.
I know.
They are as tall as BB-8.
You know, it's so interesting. This is the sixth episode of Pork Chatter. Chewy and the Porgs is the very first thing you think of when you think of non-The Last Jedi pork appearances. Because Chewy and the Porgs, a children's book, that came out concurrently with the release of The Last Jedi.
Look at the size of these porgs.
I am.
They are incredibly small.
This is more... I'm looking at the cover of Chewy and the Porgs. This is more like it. These are the porgs I'm looking for.
This is my ideal porg.
Yes.
And I like these porgs because these porgs look like it would not. They would not create a conflict of physics by flying.
I know. I completely agree.
And I know it's been seen that porgs can only fly short distances, of course. But this is my porg. This is the size that porgs need to be. So Elon Musk, we're taking it back.
Yeah.
You start making the porgs now and you make them the size of the classic Star Wars picture book, Chewie and the Porgs.
I'm sorry. I'm getting in kind of like a little Chewie and the Porg hole here, like, because I'm just looking at all these.
No, it's okay. I've been down that hole many times.
This is really Can we finally buy this book and review it? Because I've been hearing about this book forever. I haven't ever wanted to buy it because I've been trying to save it for Pork Chatter. And it's just like, I kind of need to read this book. It's too cute.
We need to read it, and it's also a business write-off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tax write-off.
Yes. We will buy Chewing the Porgs. We will review Chewing the Porgs. We will donate Chewing the Porgs to the local library so other children can... I will write in the front cover of Chewing the Porgs. Listen to Porg Chatter on iTunes, Google Play. Are we on Google Play?
Yeah, we're on Google Play.
And Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher.
And then more and more children from an early age will be indoctrinated, and they will be tweeting at Elon Musk, calling him a bitch-made pussy for not making porgs real.
I like this. The children are our future, and the children are calling Elon Musk a cuck. I'm a big fan.
Guys, this has been Pork Chatter. Thank you for tuning in. If porks were real and they were the size of Waller, would you keep one? In your house.
Okay, Wallard is, again, 2 feet tall. No, I'm not having a fucking toddler. If I'm going to have, like, a destructive machine in my house, at least have it be an actual toddler who can maybe take care of me when I'm 90.
This thing would destroy this couch.
Yes. Yes. It would destroy the couch. That thing could open a fridge. That thing could open the fridge. And then what do we do? And then what do we do?
It could knock a bookshelf down. It could knock every lamp down.
Yeah.
I really, really do think this porg could kill a small child.
I completely agree.